This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Doctors are prescribing fewer opioids given the mounting horrors of the current painkiller epidemic. Now, the focus has been on primary care doctors treating chronic or acute pain, but a dramatically high percentage of patients who receive anesthesia get fentanyl, an IV opioid more powerful than heroin. Marketplace's Aaron Schrenk has some alternatives.
A team in blue scrubs crowds around the operating table during a knee surgery at West Covina Medical Center east of Los Angeles. Most are staring at the patient's torn meniscus, but Julia Harris is watching his vitals to see if he needs more drugs to stay unconscious.
So he's not sensing any of the discomfort from the surgery?
She's a nurse anesthetist. In school, she learned to administer fentanyl, an IV opioid, along with the anesthetic. But today, she's using a nerve block instead, injecting a numbing agent into tissue around the knee to cancel the pain. This method can require more training and follow-up, and some insurance providers won't pay for it. But Harris says her patient will be less groggy, and that means a shorter hospital stay.
With all of our surgeries today, we haven't needed to give any opioids at all.
Opioids have long been a concern because they can cause breathing issues. But now, recovering addicts are driving a new demand for alternatives. Tom Barabo is a nurse anesthetist from Kentucky who founded the Society of Opioid-Free Anesthesia this year.
We're getting more and more patients that are coming in who have been addicted to opioids saying, look, is there any way we can do this without any opioids because I don't want to risk relapsing?
A Stanford University study also found that having surgery increases the risk of becoming a chronic opioid user. That's largely because of the supply of painkillers patients are sent home with. But Barabo says addiction can start with anesthesia because patients can quickly become tolerant to the opioids used and then need way more to manage their pain after surgery.
You can't say like, oh, you know, these ones that I'm giving while they're in the operating room, that's not contributing to it. It all contributes.
Coming up with alternatives is tricky. Nothing kills pain like opioids. But it's possible to use a combination of methods before and after surgery, like nerve blocks, drugs similar to Novocaine, even Tylenol to get the desired effect. Dr. Paul White is former chair of the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. He says these alternatives have been slow to catch on.
It's just very convenient to give a pill, and our society is geared towards quick and easy solutions.
He says techniques like nerve blocks can be unfamiliar, time-consuming, and pricey.
But to me, that price is very small compared to the cost of the current opioid epidemic.
That cost was estimated to be about $79 billion as of last year. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.